On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. We're in the studio. Pete's here. Mitch is here. Mitch is back from his skiing vacation. For whatever reason, Pete went to Philadelphia for his vacation.
Does that count as vacation if you go to Philadelphia?
It was not vacation.
Why'd you go to Philly?
My old college roommate lives there, so I went to visit. But
can you confirm that it's awful?
It's a terrible city. I thought maybe it'd get better on second time. If anything, it might have gotten worse. I'll never go back.
You know what the problem is? No one in Philly knows him from being on TV.
I know. That's he probably just walks around and hands out his business card that says talent on it.
Right.
I don't.
He just pulls up clips on his phone.
Yeah. I have some Instagram clips ready to just show people at the bar.
Here's the reality of Philadelphia. I know there are nice parts. There are certainly good restaurants. There's places to have fun. Like, I get that there are whatever, man. People like Philly. I'm not trying to fight with Philly.
I bet most people that listen to this podcast don't like Philly.
Every year, we go to Philly, New York, and Dallas. Every year. And I love the Dallas trip. We stay at a dope hotel. It's usually warm weather.
Jerry's a visionary. That stadium's great.
New York is fine. We usually stay in Jersey. It's fine. At what lengths do I go to avoid going to Philly?
I believe
last year
season,
we left at midnight.
We were in Philly for less than 24 hours.
Right.
And it was a night game in Philly, right?
Right, right, yeah, right.
Like we were there for as little time as possible.
Did you drive home with Tarek at like 3 a.m.?
Yeah. I get out of there as soon as possible. When we were walking around Reading Terminal, what did I keep saying to you?
This is the dregs of society?
No, I felt like I was going to get shanked behind every street corner.
Right, that's right.
I don't know why you'd go there on vacation, dude.
Again, it was not vacation. It was to see some old friends, but next time they're going to come visit me in D.C.
And they were pumping up that roast beef sandwich as like the greatest roast beef sandwich ever.
It was
ever.
Good, though. It was roast pork, but you got beef because you don't eat pork.
Yeah. It was okay.
The food in Philly, I'm not knocking. The food up there is good.
Get me a cheesesteak and get me out of town.
For
those of you that go next year, Talk of the Town, which is like a little spot across the street from the stadium, might be the best cheesesteak in Philly.
The other thing I want to talk about, and we don't have enough time because we got lots of things to discuss. Before we get going, I want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, and you guys should do the exact same thing. But, Pete posted an Instagram story about Jaeger, about drinking Jaeger without a chaser. And
oh,
I'm like,
boy, I didn't see this.
I'm like, what is wrong with you? It's Jaeger. Just take the shot. And he's like, no, dude, I've never done that in my life.
Yeah, never done plain Jaeger.
Which is, so I think all... But we all think Pete's a wimp. He's a sheltered kid. He doesn't know much about the world.
Yeah.
But I was talking with AJ. I think like most young people might not drink Jaeger.
Dude, that's the first time I've ever seen somebody bring a bottle of Jaeger and nothing else to a pregame. It was the weirdest thing. Nobody knew what to do with it.
That is so weird.
We were looking for, we had no Red Bull to do like drop it in with a bomb or anything, and no one touched it except for this one kid.
The Jaeger bomb was like not really a thing when we were in college.
We just drank Jaeger.
We just drank Jaeger.
I have no idea
when
what
I
Jaeger
was bartending,
tastes like.
Dude, I would go through an absurd amount of Jaeger. Yeah. Just like,
what even is it?
We it's been a half hour. I better take a shot of Jaeger.
Well, and one of the greatest inventions was when Jaeger started selling those cooling machines and the bars had them.
We
like
had
the,
when
the
I
chiller.
Did a Dewey Beach House, we had that and went through cases of Jaeger and just shots.
We went into the liquor store, dude. And the guy wanted Jaeger. We didn't know like what category to look for. What is it?
It's its own thing. It's usually like in
a green bottle.
Yeah. No, but like what's like on the wall? It's
the
like tequila, vodka.
Are you that? You think it's gin? It's its own thing, dude.
Okay.
It's a specialty.
Okay. So Jaeger's Jaeger. It's its own category.
I imagine technically it's like a liqueur or something where it's like it's its own entity.
Everybody besides the one guy was freaked out with Jaeger and nothing else to do it with.
So I need young people and like AJ's even too old because AJ's like, man, when I was right. in college, we would drink Jim Beam. And
we need like all the mats and people.
Yeah,
like
I need
that
people that are
in.
Like legitimately under 25 to tell me if Pete's a
but
wimp.
But above 21, if any lawyers are listening.
Yeah, of course. But is Pete a wimp or is this the new age? Because the kid drinks vodka Sprite. Like when I was a bartender and you came up to me with the stuff you order, I would have clowned you.
I'm sure
I would have clowned
been
you.
Super the first polite
podcast,
about it.
The first podcast party we went to, the one at Penn Common.
Yeah. We have real football stuff to discuss.
Right. When Pete was starting to talk about buying everyone shots, and he's talking about buying
lemon drops. I was like, what is
like,
this
when he
an
said
idiot.
That, I didn't think that was real. I thought it was a joke.
Oh, it was very
so
real.
So you and your, like, the picture you posted of you and your boys at a bar splitting a fishbowl
oh my goodness
is
gracious.
The lamest thing in the world to me. Like if I was 23 and we were at the same bar,
sure.
I would have knocked that out of you and your buddy's hands and challenged all of you to a fist fight. Like, that's absolutely how I would have operated.
If you walked
up
to the bar and ordered lemon drops and you weren't with a chick, like, that was a problem.
The fishbowl picture, I look at it pretty often. It's not aging well. It's an embarrassing photo on my
resume. It didn't start well, so it's not even aging.
We've touched on it before. I like fruity stuff.
Right, but
all right,
so here,
sodas.
Just stop talking. If you're 21 to 25, because I am trying to recognize that maybe things are different and people are embracing.
Instead of age, how about if you're within 5 years of graduating college? Because even if you're a little bit older than that, but you graduated college. And
that's fine. You can go. What is AJ? 28? You can
30.
Go up to AJ's age. AJ's 30.
Yeah.
He looks good for 30. I am aging fast. This two kid thing is no effing joke, dude.
You got gray in your beard yet?
No, I don't think I'll go gray. I think eventually I'll go like white.
That's the one that got me was when I start growing out my beard, there's a lot more gray in it than I ever would have been proud
more
of.
Hair on my head
I need people
too,
to back me up and tell them that the drinks that I have are acceptable, but I have a feeling I'm going to get clowned on because that's usually how these things go.
Vodka Sprite? The fact that you order vodka Sprite at
so
a
easy to drink
dinner,
and so delicious.
He ordered that at a
so
steak dinner.
So refreshing.
Oh, all right, we got to go. We're done.
Okay.
So we told you we had a mailbag, and I thought it would take a little while for the mailbag to fill up.
Momentum is real.
It didn't. So we're doing a mailbag pod. And Pete's got the questions. I have no idea what they are. Mitch, do you know what they are?
No, I haven't seen them yet.
Fire away. Question number one.
Question number one comes from Cody Schrader. He sent this on Friday. He said, all the talking heads are concerned with what the Skins are going to do at receiver, and it doesn't seem like the coaching staff knows what to do yet either. Assuming we lose Crowder and lean on Quinn, why is nobody floating the idea of moving Chris Thompson to the slot full time? He already motions to the slot sometimes, and Gruden is obviously worried about durability. This seems like an obvious move. Who knows? He might be a downfield burner, too. Interesting theory, but I don't know if CT in the slot is a full-time.
I don't see it happening. He's
an absolute weapon at running back.
Yeah.
When he's healthy, he is an absolute weapon when he's coming out of the backfield.
Yeah, I think you like him better out of the backfield on linebackers where he can kind of have the two-way goes and
not to mention he's
set people
so
up.
Good in, like, kind of it was 2 years ago now, but remember how good he was on draws and this year with Alex, they ran a little bit of option.
And also,
you don't
pass
want
blocking.
To give that up.
Yeah, can we talk about the biggest thing?
Sure, he's a really
good
blitz
pickup. He won't be able to
pass
block in the slot.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the part of the reason that he got that third down slot was because of how good he is in pass pro.
Yeah. I mean,
I like going outside of the box, but that's not the move to make.
No, I don't think so either. I don't see it happening on any level. But thanks for the email, Cody.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for all these emails. Aaron Coleman's coming in kind of hot here. The subject line is, when will you guys be honest about Colt McCoy? Hey, guys.
Dude, did this guy tweet me this morning? Somebody?
He might have.
I'm going to try to find the tweet. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, guys. Love the pod. Quick question. Are you guys ever going to have an honest discussion about Colt McCoy? I know he's a friend of the show and all, so you're a little biased, but it causes me to laugh hysterically hearing you guys talk about him like he's an NFL starter. I'm genuinely curious to hear your reasonable cases, especially Mitch and JP. I don't know why I'm not included in that, but that's all right. For Colt possibly leading
vodka Sprite.
A successful season with questions at every offensive
right,
group
we got it,
and his penchant for turning the ball
we've
over.
We've heard enough. What's my guy's name?
Aaron Coleman. Thanks. So outside of this lunacy, the pod is great.
Thank you, Aaron. So this dude on Twitter said the same thing. This is from Mike White on Twitter. JP, you talk all this stuff about QBs that should not be here because of poor play. Explain why you guys are so up on Colt McCoy. Please explain, is it the fact that I'm cool with this guy thing? If so, don't annualize any more QBs and expect to be taken seriously. I think he means
analyze. Yeah.
That could have been like a Siri thing. Let's start here. I am not – if Colt McCoy was a free agent, I wouldn't be sitting here advocating the Redskins
absolutely
to sign
not.
Colt McCoy.
Right.
Colt McCoy is the only quarterback under contract. So when we talk about that's going to play, Alex Smith's under contract, but he's not going to play. So when we talk about Colt McCoy, it's because he's under contract and going to be the starter in week one. Does everybody understand that? If Colt McCoy was a free agent, in no way would I be saying that he's the guy to go sign. I want to be unequivocal so everyone understands that.
Unequivocal. Understood.
Oh, you're done?
For now.
Yeah, I thought this rant was going to get going. The other major point to make is that it's a dude that has been with the team now for 4 years. Am I right? And he knows the offense. The Redskins trust him. All you hear about from both the players and the coaches is how well he knows this offense and how well he can run it. And if you can't take, if the coaches believe in a guy, you got to understand that he's going to get an opportunity to play.
Here's what I've said and what I've written about Colt. He's going to move the football. The offense will move, but he's also going to turn it over a lot. He's going to make some plays and he's going to make some bad plays. And so anybody that thinks that because I'm cool, it's not like Colt and I have never gone out to dinner. Like he's not, we're not like buddies. We're cool. We kind of look like.
Yeah, you look like each other. That's like, about it.
I like Colt as a person very much. He's a stand-up guy. But that doesn't change my opinion of him on the football field. I think if he starts for the Redskins for 16 games next year, their ceiling's about 7-9. And I think 6-10 is a realistic landing spot.
Yeah.
I think whoever's going to start for the Redskins in 2019, the ceiling's about 7-9, and 6-10 is a realistic landing spot.
And every conversation we have about Colt, we talk about his injury history. It's not like we legitimately expect him to play all 16 games. We understand that, too. I don't think this podcast is super pro Colt. I think we're realistic and realize he's probably the best option that they have right now.
And let's also talk about when Kirk was here, everyone cried about Kirk's crocodile numbers because he checked down, he threw underneath all the time. Colt's the guy that's going to push the ball downfield. He's going to throw those 50-50 balls. He's going to give his receivers a shot. Is that going to turn into interceptions? Yes. Is it going to turn into some big plays? Probably.
Has anyone ever heard the term crocodile numbers?
I don't even know what that means.
It seems like a proper term.
How?
I made it up.
Okay. What was the basis?
Did you understand what I was saying?
No.
In the context of the greater sentence, sure, but no.
But like why?
You both understood what
context. Why are there crocodile numbers, though? What's that mean? Where did that come
like crocodile
from?
Arms, like they're short numbers.
Alligator arms.
And let me say this.
But I kind of get it.
In six starts with the Skins, Colt has completed 68% of his passes, 8 TDs, 6 INTs. So that kind of supports what we're saying. He's... You know, yards per attempt's about 8. None of it's great, and the record's even worse. It's 1-5.
None of us are talking. I don't think any of us have ever talked about him being.
I think we've been pretty honest.
All pro quarterback. He's the dude that's here. He's the guy that knows.
I think
the
some people want you just to blast them. There are people on Twitter and elsewhere that just like their default is, "Why aren't you blasting this person?" Like. What is the blast that I'm supposed to say? Like, I'm giving you his numbers. I'm giving you the statistics.
And you bring it up all the time, but Colt would have been the starter had he not had a neck injury back
Colt beat Kirk in 2014. Colt was the better quarterback in 2014. He hurt his neck. Kirk got back in there. And frankly, I think when Jay Gruden and Scott McLuhan went to ownership to say, look, we got to bench Robert. We got to go with. I don't think they could make the case for Colt. They could make the case for Kirk. Because at least he was a young guy with potential.
You also, Colt's never, and partially it's because of the injury, but he's never had a time to settle in as a starter. He's always been thrust into the situation because of a major injury or whatever it may be. If he's able to stay healthy and he's able to get comfortable in the offense, we don't know what that offense can look like.
Colt with a full offseason would be interesting, but he'd have to make it past week 4 or 5. But coming in as the starter, number one guy from the start.
And I don't think he's going to come in as the unquestioned starter.
He's going to have to win the job. I mean, whoever they bring in, he's going to have to win the job.
Dude, we don't know what the hell they're going to do.
They're not going to go into the season with just Colt McCoy as the only quarterback.
We know that, but I'm saying if they draft a first rounder, I think that guy gets the job.
I have a quick aside. I was thinking about this. Last year, the Redskins started 4 quarterbacks, I think for the first time ever, if not for the first time in a long time. If you set the over-under at quarterbacks to start next year at 2.5, what would you take? Because it's going to be Colt, veteran X, and rookie X.
Start.
I think you'd have 3 starters at least.
I think 2. I think they're going to do everything they can to make it 2. When you start getting into that third quarterback having to play, and that's not just in
that's
Washington
a lost season.
Yeah, anywhere that turns into a real deep season.
So, right. Not to get hot, what was my guy, Aaron?
Aaron Coleman.
It's a good email, Aaron, and thank you for listening to the pod. I sincerely appreciate it. But I don't understand the we are pro-Colt sentiment. Yeah. But we are honest about Colt, but again, he's under contract. Like, he's going to be an option for the Skins.
He's the only one under
contract.
If
you go back and listen to what players said and what coaches said, they believe in Colt. So, if you have an issue, take it up with them.
And they believe in Colt. Yeah. This is before even the Alex Smith injury. I mean, go back multiple seasons. Jay has been high on him for years.
For sure. Next email from our guy, Joel Espenshot. He begins, what up, everybody?
What up?
My question is, what are your thoughts about potentially trading for Jacoby Brissett? You're younger than Bridgewater, similar numbers. I think Brissett could be cheaper if they're willing to part with a mid-round pick. Thoughts?
Yeah. Interesting.
Would you prefer Brissett or Bridgewater, all things being equal? I think I'd prefer Brissett.
Really? I think I'd prefer Bridgewater. I also think it depends what this mid-round pick looks like. If we're talking five.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett has played way more recently than Bridgewater. But
okay,
let's try not to be clouded by his brief time with the Pats. Playing quarterback for the Pats tends to inflate value of quarterbacks. He got 15 starts with the Colts in 2017. Now, that was a bad team, really bad O-line, not a lot of weapons, bad defense. It's crazy how fast the Colts were able to turn it around. But in 15 starts with the Colts in 2017, completed 59% of his passes.
That's below your threshold.
Below my threshold, especially in the pros. That's well below. For 3,000 yards, 13 TDs, 7 picks. His yards per attempt is low, man. It's only 6.6, so there's not a lot of downfield. Does he move well with the ball? Sure. He had 260 yards on the ground, another 4 touchdowns. He was averaging 4.1 per carry. He also fumbled the ball 8 times. So if you add the 8 fumbles and the 7 picks, you're at 15 turnovers.
What was the record of that team that year, though?
With him starting?
Yeah.
4-11.
Yeah, I'd be interested.
He also threw for 3,000 yards in this NFL.
In 15 games.
Yeah.
So.
I guess right at 200 yards a game, which is right where Alex was.
Yeah, I mean, yards per game is 193. Did you guys hear me on the radio yesterday trying to do math live on air? It was not pretty. Boy.
I heard parts of it, but I didn't hear that part. But yeah, the good thing is math on here, we can edit. When you're live on the radio, right. That's going out on the airwaves. And
dude.
It's done.
Now, a lot of the fumbles I will attribute to the Colts O-line that season. He was sacked 52 times.
Yeah. I would like to see him behind at least a decent NFL offense. I still think I'd like him over Bridgewater.
But the Colts, potential.
Why?
Because he's played more recently, and he's going to be...
He'll be 26 in December.
Yeah.
25.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit something there. But I read the Colts need to be, quote-unquote, blown away for a trade offer, and I don't know if the Redskins are in a position to blow them away for Jacoby Brissett. But if you could get them both at the same price...
Bridgewater's been a significantly more accurate passer. Bridgewater's 2015 season, he completed 65% of his passes.
Sure. But you said
significantly
higher. 2015?
Yeah. I mean, we're talking 4 years ago now.
Yeah. And like we said, the Colts team
was terrible. And he's
played
one game since.
Right. Colts team was terrible. Maybe in Jay Gruden's offense instead of, who is that, Chuck Pagano, it's a little bit better.
You think you question Bridgewater's ability to stay healthy?
Sure.
I mean, it's been...
We haven't seen him return to the
field. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why I'm saying it. So is it more dangerous going with Bridgewater as an unknown, knowing Colts injury history and... Hell, I mean, Bridgewater doesn't really have an injury history other than his entire
catastrophic
leg.
One.
Yeah, collapsing in practice one day on a simple rollout. So,
yeah, we're talking about Alex having to come back from a scary injury. I mean, Bridgewater's practiced for a while and he's been in a game, but that's still something he probably has to overcome.
Those are two different things.
I want to get back to Pete, the why here, Pete, because he's played more recently.
Played more recently, and he showed the durability behind a crappy O-line, and I just would prefer him a little bit more. It's a 4 out of 10 over a 3 out of 10. It's not anything crazy, but I just would like him more.
I think. Okay. I think Teddy's higher. And you got Teddy at
I have a higher
out of
ceiling
10?
For Teddy.
Well, not like, I'm just saying it's a tiny gap in between.
And if the Colts are needing to be blown away, is that the kind of draft capital you're willing to give up for Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be blown away.
I know, everyone's going to say
down.
That, but.
Well, I also think that's luck related that, you know, dude's
playing
on a surgically repaired shoulder. I just think.
They didn't know if he was going to play last season. Luck.
Yes.
because Pete's on a hot streak, I'm not going to keep attacking him on this because I don't believe your take makes any sense, but you're entitled to your
He's spot. On a heater in life.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's on a life heater.
Calvin so. Park, next email. Here's a quick question scenario, and
so you just believe in the potential of Brissett?
Yeah.
Okay. That
I want to see Brissett.
If you had said that word, we could have ended
I want to see Brissett on a Jay Gruden offense behind a better O-line with a good running game.
Okay.
See what he does.
All right. Why couldn't you have said that when I kept asking you why?
It took me a while to get
there. Kept being like, well, he played more recently.
Okay. Calvin Park's wondering. He's been watching the AAF, like a lot of us in this room.
Yo, the AAF's already broke.
Yeah, that's kind of concerning.
Yeah.
That's worse money management than
that's,
me.
That's 250 out of 10 on the E
yeah,
scale.
Really
so you,
bad.
You think they thought they were just going to get a major sponsor
Bro, they
after
have
one
a
week?
Huge TV deal.
Yeah, how is this like, possible?
And I don't know. I don't know any of the dollar amounts of the TV deal, but like, I don't know. Maybe we get like a business guy to explain this to me. I don't. Evidently,
I just don't get how 2 weeks in you need 250
the XFL,
million.
I heard, and I'm hearing this on Twitter, so who the hell knows? But XFL supposedly has funding for three seasons, and I imagine they're tied into the wrestling league, which has a ton of money. I don't know, but
yeah,
needing 250 2 weeks into the
it's
year.
It's not like you need some pocket change. You need a massive
right.
influx,
and it's to make payroll,
right?
Which is you miss payroll, you lose
players.
The workers.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so Calvin's been watching the AAF. Don't know how much longer he'll be able to do that. Could you see the Redskins skipping a QB in the draft and instead trying to go the cheap route and bring up a QB?
Next one. Thank
I
you,
I figured
Calvin.
That was going to be quick. Those dudes all suck.
Nah, the kid in Arizona is all right, but no.
It's
the
so
answer's
different.
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's saying bring up an AAF quarterback? Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. Thank you, Calvin. Keep listening. From Jordan Moore, fellas, what do you think about a scenario of the Cardinals taking Murray at number one based on a trade for Rosen to the Redskins? What we'd have to give and his fit / salary cap? Well, salary cap, he'd be cheap.
He's a first rounder, but yeah.
He'd be in that price range.
You could make it work, for sure. I don't know. It depends what you have to give up for Josh Rosen, because you want to talk about my threshold. This kid was bad last year, man.
Yeah.
And it's not like the Cardinals team is so different from what the Redskins have offensively.
Their lines beat up. They were bad, dude.
OC didn't know how to use David Johnson very well.
But they had David Johnson and Larry Fitzgerald, who...
He started 13 games, went 3-10, completed 55% of his passes.
Oh,
that's Beckian.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess Beck's completion percentage would have been
that's
higher.
It's probably great, because it's 2 yards.
well, these are my next two questions.
Mitch, do the math for me here. 2,200 yards in 13 starts. 11 TDs, 14 picks, yards per attempt.
Oh no,
5.8. You
right.
want to get
That's
sub six,
yeah.
dude?
170 yards a game. How many
you
times
do that
was
in your
sack?
Head?
How many times was
no.
a sack?
He's a calculator.
No, I just pulled it up.
Well, that's wrong. 162 yards per game. Sacked 45 times, and this is not a kid with wheels. So, like,
right?
You giving up a first round pick for that?
No.
I don't know if I'm giving up a second round pick for that either.
You
remember the attitude and the whole after he got drafted?
Yeah, being kind of prickish.
But let's also not.
Sure, it was a disastrous thing for him to enter.
Right.
Head coach who got fired after 1 year.
Right.
Offense coordinator was clueless.
And there were a lot of people that said he was the best prospect.
Right.
Arm talent.
Was it?
I don't think you said it, Mitch. You're pointing at yourself. You're pointing at me? I just certainly didn't say
who did
that.
Who did you like? Darnold. Okay.
I just think, yes, he probably has a good rebound coming, but there's a lot of red flags for
good rebound is getting to 60% complete. Yeah,
there's a lot
any
of room
rebound.
To grow.
As far as giving a first for that,
no shot.
I think I'm out of that business. Yeah. But
I also think that would be a lot for the Cardinals to ask for that. I mean, he was a first round pick last year, but to ask for a first round back after that
money
kind of
wise,
season.
They can make it work. He's he counts $4 million against the cap.
Yeah, money's not the issue.
And I'll say all that, I wouldn't be against it if the compensation is fair.
Right. What are you willing to give up for that?
I don't know. I think we are overthinking how little a team would give up. This is still a kid that many talent evaluators saw
Certainly.
As an elite prospect mm-hmm. a year ago who went to a very bad situation.
What I'm saying is with the Redskins, what would you be willing to give up as the Redskins to get that kid? I'm not saying that there's not somebody out there who would give up a, you know, it'd be a wild situation. The Pats give up their last pick in the first round and let Josh Rosen learn for a few years behind Brady.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that I can see happen. But I just don't think DC is the spot that makes
like,
sense.
Like, what if...
There are certain spots that it makes sense. I just
Drew
don't know.
Drew like the Saints go and get him, something like that.
Like incubate.
I don't think here, where there's no time to incubate, is the time. But, I mean, does that mean, does that apply to whatever rookie they might draft to?
That's kind of what I've been worried about a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's been part of my conversation. That's been part of what we talked about.
Some rookies handle that.
Yeah.
That you just need, regardless of what it is, you just need patience with a kid. If he shows you that he's ready, then you play him. But if he shows you in training camp and in the preseason that he needs a little time to sit, you got to be patient with
you
these kids.
You can't David Carr him and them. Destroy his early development and wreck him for the rest of his career.
I don't think Rosen to the Skins makes a ton of sense. But, I mean, he was 10th overall pick last year. He's got talent. It's just a matter of getting it to work.
Okay.
It was a good question.
Yeah. Good question. So, last guy I have is John Brennan, a UK listener. He has a ton of questions. We could do a podcast episode based entirely on what he sent us. He has serious stuff, debate club questions, and shtick. I kind of want to go in the shtick route.
One real
one.
One
football.
Okay. Let's see.
We threw Pete off his game now.
Yeah, Pete was all
I wasn't ready for serious. Okay. Would you rather answer, does the poor quality of FedEx Field get underestimated in the injuries, or which head coach would have the most impact on the Redskins and why?
I don't think FedEx Field has anything to do with the injuries.
FedEx Field at times
maybe
doesn't
like,
look great, but it's not the worst field in the NFL. There are other fields that are terrible. Well, Jacksonville was atrocious last
shockingly,
year.
Shockingly, both the LA teams have bad fields.
Yeah.
The Coliseum has a bad field, maybe because so many teams play on that.
Soccer
and then
field.
The soccer stadium field was terrible.
Do you remember the dust clouds in the middle of the field at the soccer stadium?
Right. Well, and dude, you know how much they complain about the field in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Because like every Western Pennsylvania high school game gets played there.
Jacksonville was a weird to see it that
this
bad.
Is just, but this is just the way that Redskins fans always think FedEx Field looks the worst because it looks brown on TV
and it's
or whatever.
The field you see the most.
These guys spray, teams spray paint the fields. They throw dirt on it. They all look, there are other fields that are
but
bad.
But now let's be clear, lest we be accused of cuddling up to FedEx Field.
Oh.
It often sucks.
Yes, but yes.
So
absolutely.
Just because everyone else sucks doesn't mean you have to
right,
as well.
Right, right, right.
Like, the field in Arizona is absolutely pristine.
Mitch loves that field.
It is the most beautiful
nice field.
Would you trade a first-round pick for their field instead of Josh Rosen?
For their facility, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And sadly, the more and more people complain about the fields, the more and more we're going to a Pete world where no game gets played in the rain anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, it's also outdoors and it's wintertime. Like, how's your yard looking?
Oh, yeah.
How's your yard looking
And you've had
looking
other games played on it. All the fields in December can be kind of crappy.
Although the Ravens have a great field. Or is that turf? Is
That's
that
turf?
Field
they,
turf.
They were turf. I think they went back to grass, if I'm not mistaken.
It's field turf on the where we're allowed to stand
right.
on the outside.
So it was fully field turf for a few seasons, and they went back to grass for the main field part, and then I think the outsides are field turf, which is beautiful because it doesn't.
I think they went back to grass.
Yeah,
which is cool.
I mean, you don't have a professional.
But think of, like the Giants Jet Stadium is field turf. The Eagles. I want to say it's field turf. Or is
grass,
that grass?
Grass.
The Pats is grass, but, I mean, Belichick uses everything to his advantage up there.
Yeah.
Buffalo's got to be field turf in Buffalo. But, hell, Lambeau, they're playing on grass.
Yeah. I mean, there's enough grass.
When we were in Soldier Field 3 Christmases ago, it was pretty gnarly.
How about
we were in Philly not last year, but
Seattle's field turf.
And Seattle's great. 2 seasons ago, we were in Philly, and they had just done the midseason or even if it was late season at that point, replacement like every grass field does. And there were legit seams on the field between the hash marks. It looked bad. I mean, I remember walking out on the field and I think I tweeted something about like, for people that think FedEx is bad, this place is looking real dangerous.
Okay.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Last shtick question from John. JP, I'll let you choose one of those bottom three or four right there.
All right. Damn, this dude has...
Oh, he's got... This is if he wild. Could organize our podcast, it'd be great.
Organize my life.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So he has serious stuff, debate club questions. All right, Mitch says he has a couple more minutes. You want a debate club question, Mitch, or should we do two shticks? I have a story to tell, so we'll go right to shtick.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this.
All right, before we go real quick, I want to thank the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia, particularly Billy and Chantilly. Go buy a Kia from Oarsman Chantilly Kia. All right, there's a question. I'll be honest with our good sponsors. What made me think of that is one of his questions are, if the Redskins were an Oarsman car make and model, what would it be?
But that's in a tough spot there.
He also said, who would be your fantasy pod guest? You guys can pick. Who would be... I guess that means like your dream pod guest, or yeah. Like he's not talking about like a fantasy football pod, right?
No,
I go. I like the car question.
That's weird. I like this because I'm curious what the hell Pete would say if you had to host a podcast about another topic. What would it be, Mitch? I think yours would be Mets baseball.
If it was sports, I'd go Mets baseball. If it was general studies. Beer drinking?
A beer drinking pod would be awesome.
Pete?
If it was sports, I think I'd do golf. I think it'd be really fun to have golfers on and just talk gaff all day. If it was general studies, I think just like...
Millennialism?
Just growing up. A growing up podcast.
You know what the podcast is? Is you learning to do things.
Seriously?
People coming on the pod and teaching you how to change a tire.
Yeah, teach Pete. A Teach Pete pod. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Send in Teach Pete ideas.
I think I have
what
a new segment.
What is the mailbag email? RedskinsTalkMailbag@gmail.com. Send in Teach Pete ideas.
And any other questions
you
have.
We are going to do the beer pod at Pete's new apartment. I think
you guys,
my little girl's kind of starting to sleep a little bit now. I think I can get out.
You also said I shouldn't call it my new apartment anymore, but you just called it my new apartment.
Well, to me, it's still your new apartment.
None of us have
been
there.
I would love for
you
guys to do that. I have some random beer in there, too, that we can try.
That's what happens. People start bringing over random beer.
What is
they
the
don't want to
beer?
Drink
like
at their house.
No, like weird IPAs and stuff. All it's right. Awesome.
I have a lot of random beer. So,
dude,
like,
hosting,
I'll be bringing over a case of...
Hosting things is awesome because people just... Yeah, you go out to the bar and they can't bring their cases of beer, so it just ends up at your house and you're...
How's it going with the noise complaints? How's that going?
Not great. Yeah, Mitch, we got an email from our
was
landlord.
Was Mitch not here for that?
I told you privately that we have numerous noise complaints from neighbors to the point where their furniture has been shaking, which is an absurd complaint. But
how
we
did
kept
15
it,
people make the furniture shake?
We had that and then like six people over, and we've had people knock on our door, and I guess then they went behind our back to the landlord, and she said we need
is that
to be
behind your back.
I don't know. They,
you know what's making the
first? What have you said when they knock on the door?
Oh, hey, sorry, we'll leave right now. We've had two knocks, and then I guess they got tired of knocking.
You have a family below you?
Yes.
How old are the kids? If I was the father of this family, we'd have a conversation.
Right. They're not like babies, but they're pretty young. I can hear them running around and screaming. They're like four to seven.
You're
waking them up.
Wood floors
or
or carpet?
Mostly wood, yeah.
Are you having...
Hold on. First of all, the first thing you need to do is put down some carpet.
Some noise-canceling carpet.
It's not even noise-canceling, just carpet in general.
Do you not have any carpets?
I mean, I have rugs. I don't have, like, big carpets.
What, do you have, like, a rug in the bathroom? Like, what size
rug? No, like a rug, like a good living room rug that's kind of all our couches and table. Besides that, that's about it.
You need a couple rugs, a runner when you first walk into the apartment.
I think Pete's getting a runner.
Pete needs some carpet. That's the best thing to keep the noise down for the
foosball table
for the family.
That is super loud
for the family below you.
Dude, he's
turn
not,
down the bass on Fortnite.
This dude. Is not gonna get better, Mitch. Like,
no, this weekend we're really
there
conscious
are enough
of it.
Carpets in the world.
Right.
If they're having a noise complaint for six dudes, carpets might make a difference.
We were
Is it before the bar or after the bar?
So that's the problem. Is the two big ones we've had people come back at like four, and people are
how many carpets you got at 4 a.m. with 10 people screaming?
That's the issue. So and we need
I'll
to
tell you the
those.
Truth. He's doing this in the winter. Wait till springtime comes and everybody's going out and the weather's nice.
I know.
You'll be outside of these people's house.
And like, you know me.
Do you have any outdoor space?
No. I'm paranoid Pete. So when I got that email, I was like, we're going to get evicted.
But I also know drunk Pete and he doesn't care.
Very different.
Yeah.
The exact drunk opposite.
Pete ignores paranoid Pete.
Yeah. Every time.
Puts paranoid Pete in a closet.
What podcast would you host, JP?
Damn. My dude says, as a Brit, the only verdict on PBJ is... make it how you like. It's just wrong. They don't like peanut butter and jelly over there?
I have no idea.
Just do fish and chips, I guess? I don't know.
That is... if you're British...
yeah, let us know.
Let us know about
and we have enough British listeners. We need to...
we have a lot of things we need to know from our listeners.
I'm trying to think
today.
Now if my dad would ever... I don't know that my dad would ever touch peanut butter and jelly. Now I'm thinking about it.
Oh, no.
This is weird. This is interesting.
It might be too sweet for the Brits.
A little bit sweet.
They like sweet. They like candy. I don't know. They got good candy over there.
Oh.
As a candy connoisseur.
I know.
Oh, you get candy packages, don't you, Mitch?
I know.
Oh, Mitch. Mitch loves the candy. Mitch loves the UK
candy.
Mitch
has his own ambassador. Ambassador of Mitch.
Birmingham.
Do you have a European trip lined up for 2019?
There's some stuff in the works.
Oh, Mitchell. I don't know. Podcast. I think I would just
bad
do.
Bad life.
Yeah, but kind of like my life and sports. Intertwined. I kind of think
that's kind of what this is.
Yeah, dude. I mean, certainly the Skins are the driver here. I think I would do just like a DC podcast and complain about things locally.
That sounds fun.
Kind of what I do.
Yeah,
already.
The initial complaint would be that no one's from DC. Stop saying that people. Yeah, people saying exactly. That there's no one from DC.
All right, so this is a quick story. I know we got to go. Mitch has places to be. Took Banks for a walk this morning. Banks is now. We've now had him for 6 years.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Crazy. It's the
Monday or Sunday. Or
Yeah. It's gotcha day. So we don't know when he's born. He's
big
born
time.
Gotcha day is a
born
birthday.
In a parking lot. But
congrats to Banks.
Yeah, dude, that's my dude. So take him for a walk this morning. We're out up at the park by our house, and there's always like, because there's always like, there's a school there. There's a million little kids running around. There's always like random little balls, like little soccer balls or little kickballs that just get left up there. And a lot of times I'll just kind of kick him for Banks. He'll chase him for a little bit. He's not like the biggest fetch dog. So I don't bring one with us because he'll usually go like three times
and just
then
give
leave
up.
It.
Same right. With my dog.
So, but there's a like a big rubber, you know, like the cheap basketballs, like the big rubber ones. Mm. So it's sitting there and Banks runs over to it and he's waiting for me to kick it. And so I'm like, all right, cool. This will be good. Usually those you can like kick them and they go 60 yards because they're just like so bouncy.
And you're really good at kicking stuff as we saw at the Super Bowl.
I'm a decent kicker of balls. Not that was a bad day. Okay. We will run
footballs.
That back.
Yeah,
we will do that again. Yeah. I promise. That'll be a training camp activity. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I get a solid like 5-step run up to this thing and blast it, like kick it, maybe not as hard as I can, but kick the shit out of this ball. And it's frozen solid.
Oh.
Like frozen to the ground?
Like
you're
the
kicking
ball
a rock.
Took water on and was frozen solid.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like,
ankle?
Ah! It hurt.
Your ankle.
Oh my God. It hurts so bad. My
Did you
ankles
kick it with
are
the jacked up ankle or are they both
yes,
jacked
dude.
Up at this point?
Yes. It was,
oh my
I
God.
I mean, my foot is red top to bottom. I'm like limping a little bit. And Banks just thinks I'm the biggest wimp ever.
Right.
He's like, yo, kick the ball, dude. What the hell? He runs over, tries to pick it up, and just tries to bite into it. It's like crunch.
Right.
Like nothing's giving. And then I was like, all right, we got to go home.
Oh, wow.
It was so painful.
That's great.
You were able to walk home?
Yeah, I'm all right. I mean, I've walked in here. Like, I'm not limping. It's more like hurts to touch rather than
hurts to move.
Yeah.
That's spectacular.
Yeah, dude, it sucks.
I really like that story.
All right, we gotta
get yourself some bourbon. It'll make it feel better.
Turtles play tonight, 8 o'clock.
Tonight?
Yeah, I think. Don't they play Iowa?
Oh, okay.
It's Tuesday.
Do you want to do the SNL shtick real quick?
Go quick, because I got two other things. Go.
All right. So I went in West Virginia this weekend, ate at a restaurant called Muttley's.
Oh yeah, dude. Mitch brought me a very nice glass. We
I
put
got
it
one
on the
too.
Instagram. Redskins Talk Pod on Instagram.
Yeah.
Follow it. It's a way of life.
Cool,
a lot of branding.
We got Pete looking at ladies on Instagram right now.
Sorry. I mean, as per usual, wouldn't be a pod if Pete wasn't distracted by the women of Instagram.
As you all know, we like to call Pete a mutt. Being a mutt, ladies, was a kind of funny thing.
It worked out.
So we were trying to figure out where to go to dinner. We were Googling different places in this small little town in West Virginia and came across Muttley's, which was a steakhouse, ended up being real good. The story, like the introduction of like how we became a restaurant, the opening line is, this story starts like a lot of other stories in West Virginia in a van down by the river. And we read that. And we were like, in, let's go. Love it. That's hilarious. You know, this is the place we're going to go eat.
Does Pete not get the reference?
Pete doesn't understand the reference.
Ah, you mutt. Shovers, put the audio in.
It's Chris Farley from SNL. It's spectacular.
Yeah.
You've never seen that?
The only skits I
know. Do you
know
Chris Farley?
Yeah. I mean, I know of him.
Like, have you not seen Tommy Boy?
No. My sister got me that a while ago. I haven't watched it yet.
You should watch Tommy Boy, dude.
You'll laugh.
It's hysterical.
You'll laugh.
And this is not me giving.
No.
Like, when I told you about Lebowski, like, you're not the right person. You drink vodka Sprite and listen to pop music.
Yeah.
You're not the right person for Lebowski. Tommy Boy, you'll love.
Okay. Yeah. Sold. Yeah, I know. The only two SNL skits I know are Bill Brasky and SNL with Will Ferrell. Basically,
I was so excited.
Who's Bill Brasky?
It's like a Will Ferrell bit.
Which?
Oh, he's the character?
Yeah, they go to funerals, and Bill Brasky's this amazing guy, and they just toast to him and all the crazy shit he did.
I know Bill Brasky! Do any of you know a salesman by the name of Bill Brasky? I know Bill Brasky! Best damn salesman in the business! Bill Brasky was best man at my wedding. And by best man, I mean he got drunk, took a dump on the wedding cake, and made love to my wife in a water fountain. To Bill Brasky! Bill Brasky!
It kind of reminds me of Mitch, like a man, the myth, the legend type.
Anyway, I got Pete a mug, a glass as well. I handed it to him. I was so excited to show him this story. And
then as you were pulling up the reference, you're like, you're not going to get this, are you?
I was
no idea.
I was nervous. But
sorry, pal.
So be it.
Well, thanks for the cup, Mitch.
Yeah.
I get the reference.
Thank you.
A couple other housekeeping items. A couple folks tweeted me. I love doing the radio. I'm never going to stop doing the podcast. Don't worry about that. Podcast is my my professional
podcast
baby.
Is life.
Yeah, man. This is my favorite thing I do.
But congrats on the radio gig. That was cool.
I mean, it was
driving down on President's Day with JP on the radio for
a lot of
four
fun.
Straight hours.
It was, and Miles was great too. I really enjoyed doing that. We got Mitch on there. We'll get Pete on there someday. But the boys at 106.7, I don't know about bringing you on quite yet, Pete. We got some.
Yeah, it's,
we got some.
Sounds like there's some
hurdles to clear down
yeah, sure.
there. also, I got great emails about a potential podcast party. Look, this is the facts. Face facts. We're coming. So, Mo Hawkins, he emailed AJ, and AJ forwarded to me. Thank you, AJ.
Well, AJ's Hefe now. So.
Right, he is the boss. So,
if only you guys could hear eye rolls.
So, I think, rather than another Richmond pod party, I think this year during camp, we go down to the beach. We go down to Virginia Beach, one of those off days, like a Friday, Saturday night, mm-hmm. and do a podcast party down there. Although I don't know if that works because Fan Appreciation Day is going to be in Richmond, and that's a great night for the pod. Whatever, we'll figure that out. As far as North Carolina, I got a good email from the dude that runs the Charlotte Redskins fans Twitter handle. He's saying the Skins play in Charlotte, so there's going to be a rally down there, which will be wild, and we will be there. So don't worry about that. Because there's going to be a rally in Charlotte during football season, I'm thinking, especially as an homage to Crazy Uncle Don,
mm-hmm.
that we have a pod party in the Triangle region, which is up north, Raleigh, Durham, somewhere up there. Full disclosure, it also lets me go visit my mom, who lives outside of Chapel Hill.
Makes sense.
So that's where we're at with that.
Stomping grounds in Greensboro.
That's right. I would do Greensboro or Winston, too, for sure. I would also do Wilmington. I wish we could do a...
I get some of my peoples in Greensboro.
I wish we could do a North Carolina podcast tour and do like...
Three cities in three nights.
Oh, Red Sea Talk's coming through on Thursday.
I don't think NBC's paying for that. So I don't think any of this... That would be wild.
We also still have the NYC pod party that we're
New York
do.
Is next. If you can make it there, you can make it most places. So NYC...
Is that the saying?
It's something like that.
Something like that.
NYC, we're coming for you. I gotta get serious now.
That's a real crocodile
promise.
A couple
things we got... Yeah, you're a real crocodile. We gotta plan going to Pete's house.
Yeah.
I think that's the more attainable goal.
That's so easy.
And then, well, that's easy for you.
Yeah, you're...
Are we going to Indy? Dude, what is going on?
Oh,
yeah,
Mitch's.
Wow.
Yes, ish.
Wow. We don't often get that from Mitch.
Well,
I'm going to Indy.
You are definitely going to Indy. Whether the stream pod is going to Indy is up in the air based on the NFL.
Are we waiting on the NFL still?
We're waiting on the NFL. You and I need to talk offline if the NFL comes back and says,
guerrilla style,
we don't want you.
We just go to do it in the lobby of the hotel.
Exactly. So you and I need to figure out if that's a viable location. I think we go to St. Elmo's and do it from there. And
yeah,
or
they probably
maybe St. Elmo's.
Tim Meek will set it up.
St. Elmo's at noon might be open to something like that.
Okay.
Or another establishment down there. But
if you're a bar in Indy, hit us up.
Or a restaurant.
Or a restaurant. Or a coffee shop.
Yeah. I mean, kind of anything. So we're working on logistics. It seems like it's going to happen. We're working on logistics. Regardless, you're going to have lots of content from the Combine, at minimum from JP, at maximum from a whole host of us.
Cool.
I thought Pete was going to get weird, but he didn't.
No.
He knows what the deal
is. Super Bowl
now.
Week was fun. I felt like I helped out from here. I helped the pod, I'll be happy with.
You were great.
Today, I was in my room, and I was thinking, I need to enjoy every podcast episode because one day this podcast won't be here, and I got a little emo, so I'm just happy to be a part of this no matter where I'm from.
Where's the pod going?
I had, like, a really weird, like, come-to-Jesus moment where I was like, one day this thing is just not going to exist, whether it's a long time down the road or what, so I'm just going to try and enjoy every episode.
Wow.
What? I don't know what just hit me in my
room.
You
know something we don't know?
No.
It sounds like, you know what? TV Pete could be moving on.
Oh, please.
Is TV Pete getting a new gig?
Moving on up?
No, shot.
When you go to a full-time role on a different television show at this network, does he keep the pod, Mitch? I don't know.
I don't know
if he'll have time.
Maybe his handler
can try to schedule us in a couple times.
Right. It's going to be
a couple
like,
times a month.
It's going to be like Super Bowl where we're going to schedule him for time, but it's always going to be fluid.
I don't know. Pete, what is going on with you, dude?
I don't know. I got super emo at like 10:15 on a Tuesday morning. It hit me really hard.
Is there a chance that Pete's going to go host like the Phillies, TV show?
No shot.
He might.
Maybe I had some meetings this weekend.
What are we talking about?
Maybe that's why I
went. He's going to be up in Stanford at the mothership hosting.
I think he'll be hosting the Olympics.
Yeah.
Tirico gets Tokyo, and then what's 2022?
I have been in talks. Very preliminary.
What comes after 2020? What's the Olympics of 2022?
I'm not sure.
Anybody?
Hell, I know.
It's another.
That's one thing. I didn't
do
well
in the
interview. Yeah.
Right. You should know this if you're going to be hosting it.
Of course.
So Tirico gets 2020, and then it's Pete running the Olympics.
That's the ideal succession plan.
When's the next Super Bowl on NBC?
Two seasons from now.
No, I think. Coming up will be Fox,
and then
NBC in 2020.
Yeah.
Pete will be handling
that. That's
a
good practice run for the Olympics. Get some experience.
Well, it'll be a big year for you. Maybe you do the Super Bowl, and if things break right, you're in Tokyo.
Yeah, exactly.
Congrats, Pete.
Thanks, guys.
The pod will miss you.
Yeah. We're all proud of you. Just remember to shout us out every once in a while.
Of course, buddy.
Don't forget about us little people.
What a weird... Sorry, so we're going to end this here.
Yeah.
Team 980 tweeted out, the XFL announced that there will be a press conference at Audi Field on Thursday to announce the DC team's new head coach and GM. So we're getting an XFL team. I thought the head coach was Pep Hamilton. I thought that was already out.
Yeah,
but
maybe, it's just the
But do we know the GM?
I don't know.
Vinny Serrato?
Scott McLuhan?
Any of the above?
Pepper Rogers? Is he still alive?
Sherm Smith?
Charlie Cassidy? That'd be kind of awesome.
That'd be kind of awesome. Regardless, I got a reply on Twitter from Dandin Galing. I don't know what this dude's name is. It's got to be Pete Haley as the new head coach.
Maybe
that's why Pete thinks this is his last podcast.
Wow, people are leaking things that shouldn't be leaked.
Things are leaking. All right, we got to go. Ride with Oarsmen. We ride with them. Also, we got a ton of other podcasts. Make sure you're checking out our Caps podcast. Nats podcast, Wizards podcast. If you
The Wiz had a dope podcast from the All-Star game with Brendan Haywood, where he talked about
C-Mill got it.
C-Mill got it with his time with MJ. Told some cool stories.
I bet there'd be funny stuff in there.
Yeah,
man.
And Haywood's a great dude, so you guys should check that one out.
All right, there you go. Bang, go check that out. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, owe you a beer.
Oarsmen opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsmen of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check.
See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.